Gemara of Hilchos Shemit. So, let's talk a little bit about Shail. So, somebody who borrows an item, and his chiv is his chiv on being pshia, being kneva veda, and his chiv also on this. So, for example, somebody borrows a car and down south, and a missile hits the car. So, what is that? It's not your fault for they bad for you, but you have to pay. There's a shell, basically a shell, his responsibility is to make sure the chavis gets back to the owner. If it doesn't like the owner, then he's to be chayiv. And even if it's like totally not his fault, it's not his fault. He's going to be chayiv for that. Okay, fine. So there's one case which would be a example is a sugya which is very many get comes up all the time, like tons of shayla. The case is the sugya of meis machas malacha. Gemara says in Mishnah Drasha that if it dies b'shas the malacha because of the malacha, we're not exactly what it is, then the lach is that you're not going to be chayef. What's the pashas svar meis machas malacha? So we're showing macharim today different svaras. Some say svar it's a little bit of the fault of the mashal. If I lend you a car and you drive it from here to Tzvas and it doesn't, then it dies. So it's a little bit of my fault telling you that, you know, this car is old and not such great use and it's not really up to the task of going all the way from it. It's fast, so therefore it's a little bit of a pshia samashal, and therefore that's
reason why. That you go on the dirt roads.
We'll get that in a second. So now that's one spot. Another spot is that since I give it to use, and every use is ruined something a little bit, you drive your car, it's wear and tear in it. So this is like a smart, I gave it to you, so malikal the pag, malikal the kula, and therefore you're going to be pater. Now this is very important, we'll get the column and go through all the cases come up. Meisach Hazlach is only if you use it regular normal usage and it broke. If it wasn't regular usage, you're pashay, it's something wrong, then you're going to be chay. It's only used it regular and therefore, that's the case we're going to do that. So go through custom cases and look for more modern cases. You borrow an umbrella and it's very windy outside. Now, for some reason, umbrellas aren't saw the last like one time, two times. Like, and it never works. I haven't been matzeich. I have my umbrella the last of the winter. So just like, you know, they just fall apart in the wind. Borrow somebody's umbrella, you're going to be potter. Why? That's me some matzeich malach. Since I'm using it, that's the reason why it broke, that's the reason why it got ruined, and therefore that's a classical case of Mesa Maxalacha, which you're going to be pater. Somebody borrows a stroller and you're bumping it up and down the steps, and as you're bumping up and down the steps, if you do it in a regular normal way and the wheel falls off, like if you're banging it too hard, then you're going to be chayv. In regular normal usage, it died because of Malacha, therefore it's going to be pater. You borrowed a car and you rent a car, right? Also, you know, Meis Machas Malacha is not just by a shayel, it's by all shayim. If you have a right to use it. So you rent a car and it breaks down along the way. Overheats, breaks down along the way. As long as you weren't like driving, sometimes you drive too fast, it overheats, right? You keep it within 10, 15 miles of the speed limit, right? I think that's normal, right? Maybe not, yeah, I'm saying. But as long as you're in the normal range, the regular normal usage, so then that's going to be part of the mice like this. Somebody borrowed a Sefer Torah, and they were doing Hagba, and one like that, and just like ripped apart. Right, just like ripped apart. So there's a Jewish Masham, he has also a similar case. He says, as long as that thing happened, a regular normal life, like if he was like, did a regular normal life, so that's Meis Machas Lachem. You have a Sefer Torah, Agba is one of the things we do with a Sefer Torah. As long as the guy wasn't Peshaya, so then that's regular normal usage, and that's Machas Lachem.
That's an umbrella case. You know that in order to keep your umbrella, you have to hold it from the wind. That's the mitzvah. You know, giving your umbrella, it's gonna when it comes windy, you have to hold it. You can't use it in that certain event. So is it still?
You don't use it in the rain when it starts.
No, you have to hold it tightly. You can't just let it go because then there's really umbrellas they're not made for wind.
Wait, what am I doing wrong? Let me get it.
You can't let the whole umbrella be.
You're walking home with an umbrella, so like it's windy. You have to hold it down. I'm holding like the stroll in one hand, then the umbrella in the other hand, and then.
It breaks. It breaks otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's what you guys do. Yes, you guys do. It was like every time the wind comes, like you're like,
it's a strong wind.
The air gun umbrellas are a good one, so.
Which one?
The air gun umbrellas.
What's that? That's
the. Air gun gave out umbrellas, but it went pretty much.
Oh, yeah, the air gun umbrellas? Okay. But I hear if it's something which I hear. Maybe I can. Maybe it could be a pshe. It could be. What about this one? You say this one. A guy borrowed a ball and the guy hit a home run out of the stadium, like went who knows where. Yeah. Like long gone. Stamas may sound as well, no? What?
He should have not put on a sword on the ball.
Oh, this is the game. Like, the guy in the home run. I was like, where? I was like,
it's lost, not broken.
I say? It's lost. That's lost, not broken. Fine. So that's one case of. Oh, we say this one. This has happened once when the yeshiva was around here. That the yeshiva. Look about this case. Wake up late. A guy borrows somebody's alarm clock, and if you're late for chakras, the shiva pours water on you to wake up. So they poured water on the guy, and the guy had their alarm clock under his pillow, and it broke. So she was not paying. That's the rule. I mean, you put water. Like, come out and shiva. That's shiva. Put water on you. Like, don't. But the question is, the shayel chayv to pay. Is that machs malacha or?
You should have got up.
What do you say?
You
should have
got up.
It's pshia that he didn't get up for shachris. Like, I don't know. Well, you're tired of it. So it's not a pshia.
Someone
who's
sleeping is always like,
step on ass. It's Aynes. So the question is machmas malacha?
Maybe
it
shouldn't be under his pillow. Next to
it.
No, so this gets into the sugya. You know, all the cases to one that we said is it's machmas malacha was the malacha caused it to break. I have a car, I'm driving it, the usage caused the overheat. I'm doing hagba and safe to rip because I'm doing hagba. Umbrella, the usage caused it to break. Over here, it's not the act, it didn't break because of the usage, it's during, while I was using it, it broke. Another case, the Shulchan brings down. Let's say I'm driving a car. And all of a sudden, while I'm driving the car, there's a list of them come and they take away from me. So it's not the usage causes to get ruined. It's while I'm using it, something happened. You hear the difference? Mm-hmm. Probably another case of that. Somebody borrowed some of his mezuzahs. So they were moving. So while they're moving, the workers like banged into the mezuzah, like with they're bringing a fridge in, they banged the mezuzah, fell on the floor, and then it got ruined. So it's not the usage caused it to break, because while I was using it, it broke. So this is a chiddush. I'm saying there's a ramah which says that also will call meisach malacha. B'shas the malacha, something happened, so then that'll be considered machas malacha, and therefore you're going to be bothered. Doesn't have to be just the usage caused it, even if it's b'shas ma'isa, it would be, and there's about the
shor. One guy smashes someone's car.
On a second, so mechaber goes with that. Mechaber says that that's called machzav lacha. Ramaz says yesh chol musiv leimer machzav lacha. Half polei lichas derech afshiyav leimer because the rush says it can happen anyhow because of that. Anyhow, it can happen anywhere. Happen to be b'shas malacha.
The guy questioned the car I was using.
Right. In other words, if I'm driving, I mean, other kids are driving, so. If a car comes and hits you, so it's not machas malacha, it's b'shas malacha. So mechaber says you can be pater, and the Ramah says you're going to be chayv. It's not called machas malacha. But that klal, like we said in Chesed Mishnah, but that klal when there's machlekes like that, so then that klal is machlekes like that, so then there'll be a kimli. We spoke about kimli, right? In the past, right? There'll be a kimli, and you're going to be pater. I guess so. Very fascinating. Oh, you really could say it. I saw, I don't remember the names. Kuntzus Sveikas says, can you have a Kimli not the Mechaber Nova? Kimli, do you know what Kimli is? Kimli is like this. In Chesed Mishnah is different than Yerodea, the way you pass it. In Yerodea, basically, if you have a Mechaber Nova, you go like the Rama, or you have Reb Shittas, you go like the Reb Shittas. When it comes to Chesed Mishnah, the halacha is that being as a Kala Mitzvah of Rebbe Raya, the only can raise the Imam from you. If there's I'm 100% right. And then I'm saying, if it's not 100% clear that I'm right, then I can't wait some for you. Therefore, if you have some Rishonim, some Shita that's on your side, so then you always say, I'm Mitzvah Raya, and you can't be, you can't win. That's what we said. Usually, when you're going to Din Torah, so a lot of times they say, you want Pshara, you want Din. So usually, the guy who wants Din is who? The guy who's been Tevei. I want to get my money back, you're gonna be this or that. He wants Din. Who wants Pshara? Usually, the guy who's being Din for, the guy who's getting brought the best. Usually, it should be all the way around. If you're the Tevei, you probably want Pshara. And if you're Nidfe, you probably should want Din. Anyhow, so can you say Kimli Nak Machabra Ma? So, make sure I'm saying the names right. The Kunches of Sphakis and Klal Vav, I think it was. He says, you can't say Kimli not like the Machabra Ma. He says, everything in the Machabra Ma is written with Ruach HaKadosh. He goes, how do they say write such a. We want to call it a Kula. It's like unbelievable. Chayim, Bevenezah, Nashim. We want to call it a Kula, basically. You know, like he didn't do Zorma Tyrus. To have such a Siyat HaShemayit right in Kol HaTorah Kula, Elamai is Ruach HaKodesh Shefiyah, Bevis Medrash, and therefore you can't say Kimberly not like the Sheikh Narach Ramah, because they had a tremendous Ruach HaKodesh. There's some Sefer as in Shuva and Ebenezer Beis Kabeis that Mechab wrote something, even though maybe he didn't really mean that 100%, but being that he has a Ruach HaKodesh when he wrote it, therefore like, he looked at me and said one thing. Mechabi said a little differently, but he fit into the words like a nice good pshat. His pshat is maybe even Mechabi didn't really mean it, but since Mechabi had like the Siyat HaShemayit that Kleistel was telling him, therefore, like Ruach HaKodesh Mefir Besmei Drashle, and therefore, like, that's why it's like that, and therefore, he can't say Kimli like Mechabi Ramah. Others, Achilik, I think it's the two men, I might be saying the names wrong. He says that, come on, like when he's making Ruach HaKodesh, he's a little more lefish. He says, no, the reason why he can't say Kimli like Mechabi Ramah is because being that's a skabon, you can't say kimli connected to minig. This is a minig in Kleisel, so you can't say kimli connected. So being mechaber mo is the minig. It's accepted version, therefore, so you can't say kimli, but not that there's a special ruach hakodesh going on with mechaber mo.
Do you have the time kimli or the present time for you?
Kipshute, you don't have the time kimli. Kipshute, whatever. Okay. What do you say?
If you don't say kimli,
unless it's, yeah, Pashas, if it's something on the page, Pashas is able to say it to some Kimberly. What?
You
have
drama?
By what?
Stop
saying
you use the problems. There are people that just go bust the Rambam.
Brisk is a choishish for the Rambam, the Brisk is like for Chumra, they're choishish for the Rambam. A lot of times, they're not going to go, not going to do it. Story of the Bet Yishchai brings down that somebody borrowed a kamiah. Kamiah is like worth who knows how much. It was like, I mentioned the story of the kamiah. So along the lines, like there's a kamiah worth like knows how much money, a fortune of money. Somebody borrowed a kamiah and he gave it to his brother, who was in the hospital. His brother died, and the hospital came along and like threw everything out. Being that they catch a disease, they threw everything out. I think the kamiya was worth, or it was worth a lot of money. It was worth like $2 million. So Shaila was, is that called Mesa Nachas Malacha?
Yeah, the practice is after someone dies, especially if they have a sickness and they won't get anything, they throw
them in the air. It's Shas Malacha. It's like the Ramah, but Shas Malacha, something happened that they came and threw it out. Clearly, one can say Mas Malach. Let's just a pshia. They should take him right away. But
the it wasn't being used anymore.
I mean, maybe after the usage. Yeah, that's a good point. Fine. Now, a lot of times, you're not sure what Mas Malach right now. Right? You borrow classical case. You borrow a drill, and then all of a sudden you give it back, and it's broken. You don't know if it's Mas Malach. It wasn't Mas Malach. Somebody buys somebody's MP3, and used it, gave it back. It's broken. So is that Oinsin, which are Chayev, or is that Mesa Malacha, which are Bata? Don't know. Not sure. So that's a Machlekes in the Mechaber, the Ksais, and the Mice we passing it as the Shaila. It's really a Shaila Lomdis. Is the Pshad is your Chayev, the Mesa Malacha, Kapat to you, or the Pshad is Kozman, we don't know, it's not Mechlekes Malacha. I don't know if it's any day in this Chayev to you. The Mice is that if you're not sure, then Enechnami, if you have a Suffolk, it's not Mechlekes Malacha, then the Mice are going to be Pater. And you're not going to be chayiv. Yeah, the it's clear. Get more cases, or is it clear? Yeah, whenever you use it, the basic pshat uses, if it's the usage causes it overeating and breaking, we butter.
If you don't know, then you have to.
You don't know pshat, you butter. Saying is the chayes b'chavim says, whether the same is suffering and we butter or not, therefore you could be make what says butter. Okay. Fine, let's move on to another thing which comes up. Okay, let's say you make it tonight, that you tell the person you have to be very, very careful this thing, and I don't want to. The guy says, no, I really need it. Okay, you have to mash, be careful, you have to. The guy had an old magic mold, very old. Magic mold. So he says, I'm afraid to lend it to you. It's expensive, I think, in my. So I'm afraid to lend it to you. The guy says, okay, I'm taking a Christ, don't worry about it. So I say, you used it, and it broke. So is he chayv or not? What? So he's like, Zlachim. So this is the says is a whole suffix. If you be mischive yourself, machas malacha, do you need a kinnin or not? Shemachina, the halacha is like make 7 to Shem Sachar or Shail. That's one of the Avra Pashas of Shemir. To make yourself into chayim machas malacha, could be you need a kinnin for that. And the says brings all machlekas in the sug like that. Therefore, if you want the guy to be a chray, you should go in and make a kinnin.
Ideally, let's say you're using washing machine, he's using an oven. So if it breaks, you probably get a quick because it's.
Why not?
That's basically
if you die of economic uses, so then you're potter now. Does that have to give a new one? It's a rental contract. Oh, so that gets another sugya. Let's say. Wait. No, if you make a kinyan on the extra tonight, that's what you have to do. You have to make a kinyan on the extra tonight. What do you say? Star, or you make up, or you make Sudar, Star, Kasa, something else. Okay, so one of the notes that comes up in Nagaya. We'll see the case, we see if that one gets up. Let's think of the case. Three girls working in a camp together. They have all these around Tisha B'Av, all these like camps. Three girls working in a camp, and one of the mothers came and paid one of the girls. She had the money, and then end of the day, she can't find the money. She doesn't know where she put it. What?
Shemechina.
Okay, 1 second. Another case. Somebody has a babysitter comes to the house and you borrow she came over to us and you borrowed her she brought some toys over. She brought the toys and then after you were pesha in it. Bus driver, see somebody's a bus driver. See, we'll give a bunch of cases if anyone gets the sug yet. You have a bus driver, he's driving. And he's driving you somewhere, and he asks, can you borrow his phone? And you borrow his phone, and you drop it, and it breaks. The second one, Balav Imai, that the halacha is that if Bishas, when you borrow something, the person you borrow from is working for you, the second one, Balav Imai, and you're going to be Pata. Not only Pata, you're Pata even from Pshia. Whereas if you borrow, if the person is working for you, Bishas, the time when you lend it, that makes the person totally potter, and therefore, whether it's game of age,
he's not with you.
He's working for you at the time of the she'ela, therefore you're going to be potter. Therefore, the bus driver is working for you, he borrows his phone. The shas, he borrows his phone, he is working for you, he's driving you, therefore you are potter if you drive his phone.
Except
even shit? Even shit. We pass some shit balance potter. A babysitter, right? The kid's the babysitter. So she's working for you. She lends you something while she's working for you. So being that she's working for you, probably you're going to be potter. The three girls, right? They're working for each other. Therefore, let's say they're working together, but I am a shamer for the other two girls and the money. But they're also working for me, right? Shutfish. Shutfish, considered. Considered Shavin Shalach Mechaveri is Shayla Babayam. In other words, I am working, I'm a shamer for you, but I'm also a, you're working for me also. So therefore, that would be considered Shayla Babayam if they're going to be Pater. Hotel is an interesting shayla. Let's say hotel. So you borrow in the hotel, you're renting the, whatever you're renting, right? In the room, right? You're renting the furniture and you're renting all the stuff. So now, what's the halacha? Is the hotel called Shayla Babayam for you? You're renting their stuff, but they're working for you, right? They're providing all sorts of services.
So it gives
a Zaydika tonight, but let's say it wouldn't be Zaydika. Maybe it's only Zaydika tonight in the country. It would be, if not for that, because that's a Sugya. So, I think it's the Shaila. The person itself is not working for you, he sends a Shliach. Where's the Shaila? If I lend you something, but I'm not working for you, I send my Shliach to work for you. What? Do you see Shurkhshan Kamaisa or not? Copy this. So it's Mechaikas and Gemara, and Mechaikas and Chabra Amah, and therefore Kipshutai. No, that would yes be considered Shayla Babaylam, and therefore the Maisa, you would go ahead and you'd be considered, you would say the Pater. What's a Rav to a Shul? Let's say somebody borrows from me something. Let's say somebody borrows from me something and then they're pusher. Can I be demanded back? What do you say?
Not getting paid with that person specifically. Yes, and eventually.
Let's say during the times when he's meshuvah to work. And let's say he has Kabbalah Kala. Let's say he's meshuvah. Some are about meshuvah, some are not meshuvah. I'm not getting about what I am. But, what do you say? What?
See, this is access to that one that popped up, but they won't even pay them in the club. Meaning, are you the sex of Baal and...
So that's an Eden. So let's go to Shlavim. Let's say he's doing Kabbalah Kal and that person comes. And B'shas, when he comes, so like he borrows, he has a Shaila and then he's not sure, so he goes and he gives him a phone, that's the rug gives him a cell phone, he goes out, and while he's borrowing the cell phone, someone came along and whatever. Did something stupid with it. So Pashas Bisman that the Rav is Meshavita works, so that he's working for definitely the person who comes to him. The person's coming from the Maisa, that'll be Siddha Shayla Bailam and Maisa. And if not, in that case is going to be Pater. So both these sugars, which are like a little bit counterintuitive, right? Like Shayla Bailam, like you never, right? Let's see, like Mama Shlinger, right? You never think of it like it's called. What about, let's think of a bucket with you. What's the bucket?
The Rav, like, then you come in and the Rav talks about that.
It's a little different. So let's say, I said, the Rav Tamina says who teaches who, right? Who could switch the Masechta. I picked the Rav Dafka Bashas when he was working. That Bashas, like, when he has, like, hours, then that would be his husband and a wife. Okay, what's the husband and a wife? They borrow something. Let's say the wife borrows something from the husband, I don't know. And then she loses it. So she have to pay, or a wife, or the husband borrows from the wife, and then he loses it, and then whatever, they get into issues, and they're going for divorce, and they want to cease to live. So she says that she's always loving my husband because she's always meshuvah to work with the husband. The other way around, the husband to the wife, it says only b'shas, like he's doing whatever he has to do. When he's doing things he has to do for her, then it's considered balavimai. But if it's not b'sman, at the time when he's doing it for her, we're not considered balavimai. Agav, it says, right, it's machlokes Rabbi Rebbe. The wife breaks something in the house, or something, you know, breaks as she's working. She wasn't b'sheya. So it's machlokes Rabbi Rebbe, why she's potter? Is she potter because of balavimai? Because husband always b'sheya. The wife says, no, husband always b'sheya to the wife. And therefore, it's considered balavimai. And the husband always b'sheya to the wife. The Rambam says, no, we talk about it. Why don't you jump to the right? Like I said, this is like, and therefore, only Bishayas is doing something for this. But he's not Bishabbat all day, like, relax, you know what I mean? But the Rambam says that they made the Patir al Shalom Bayis, the Mloikin, you know, every time each something breaks, he's going to be Chayim, and that's Shalom Bayis, that's the Sibis Adabra, why they're going to be Patir. Let's make a quick Hazar. So I guess it's like two Sigas, which a lot of Daka people always think of. The Sigas, Mesa Hatzim Alacha, if it broke in the regular normal uses, then you're going to be Patir. Like a case of umbrella, a case of what other cases come up. Oinis yichayiv. In other words, something that oinis, car is parked, something breaks, you're chayiv. Something while you're driving, if while you're driving overheats, that's because it makes malachas, it's going to be potter. If the einus happens in b'shas, the malacha, that was the chiddush of the Ramah, which Mechaber Baz like, Ramah doesn't. And he spoke balavimai, the balavimai is b'shas, the person is, borrows it, the person is shipping to work for him, or is working for him, then you're going to be potter, and he gave a bunch of cases.
You check
the swagim,
put them on the
bottles
there.
You check the swagim, so the rabbis should check
the
swagim. So then, no, that's just not hezek. That's just not hezek.
No, it means the bottles there.
It's not working for you. We're selling you something.
You're buying.